Former North Adams Mayor John Barrett now serves as the Democratic state representative for the 1st Berkshire District of Massachusetts. He's been in office since November 2017, after winning a special election following the death of state representative Gail-Ann Caridi. After 26 years at the head of the smallest city in the Commonwealth, the 71-year-old is now tackling statewide politics. He spoke with WAMC about the impact of the new state budget on northern Berkshire County.
Well, it won't have any impact. I think the thing that we want to get done, obviously in a timely fashion, is that the governor will submit several vetoes to many of the earmarks that have been put into the budget that impact northern Berkshire. If that happens, it now will possibly mean that the legislature will have to come back into session probably in September to override several of those, because there are several earmarks which obviously impact many of the agencies, not only government agencies, but also others that serve the public in a very positive way. So we're hopeful that it won't go to that, but if it does, we'll come back in later in the year.
So what are your thoughts on how Governor Baker should spend the $1 billion surplus that Massachusetts is looking at?
Well, I think we've already seen it in the House side that we put forth a education reform pact that that the Senate hasn't taken up yet from our side of it. They have their own. But it's going to bode well, I think, for education. It's going to bode well for the taxpayers and, most importantly, for the cities and towns in the northern Berkshire area, because it addresses one issue that I found very important, and that was making sure that our poor communities received enough aid, education aid, to make sure that they were on a level playing field with all other communities in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. I think the other two is that it addressed the insurance issue, especially with our retirees and the impact. And the third area is making sure that the circuit breaker piece to it was very important, that that be folded, funded at least to 75%, and that it also means that we will be fully funding it over the next 5 years. But a $500 million commitment to education, I think, is tremendous, and I'm very proud to vote voted on that issue.
This year has seen a lot of turbulence between Berkshire County and Charter Spectrum. As someone who's been a Berkshire County leader for many years, what's your take on the new evolution of this long conversation?
Well, I think what my legislative counterparts here in the Berkshire delegation have done is that we have brought this issue to the table. We have put it in front of those that can make a difference, and it rests now in their corner. There is no doubt in my mind that in northern Berkshire area anyways, that Spectrum clearly breached the contract. If I had a say in it, I would basically have them in court and seek damages from them, and also other givebacks because of what they have done. It's intolerable. It's unacceptable. And what they have, how they have treated not only in the northern Berkshire area their customers, but also throughout Berkshire County, is a disgrace. And it's not the way that a business like that should be operating. The Attorney General continues to be actively involved in looking at some of their business practices. And I think something has to be addressed, and it has to come. But the legislative delegation, and I was glad to be part of it, is basically, you know, brought it to the forefront. Let our United States senators know it. Let our mayors know about it. Let our local officials know what they can do, and also the state agencies. It's now up to them, and the people that really have to step up to the plate here and say enough is enough.
Have you conferred at all with Senator Ed Markey's office about his move to talk to the FCC about returning the Berkshires to the Massachusetts market?
Yes, I have, and I made it very clear to them that that is not the way to proceed. The best way to proceed is to make sure that we put in something called what we call non-compete. If we become part of just Massachusetts, that means the people over here will also lose those Albany stations, which are very important. There's a lot of Giant fans out there. There's a lot of Yankee fans out there. That means that they wouldn't get the sports programming they respected. We would lose some of the weather. We'd also lose local coverage, because that means basically that the closest Massachusetts station would be Springfield. The way to do it is for the FCC and Senator Markey and his office, and along with Senator Warren, to basically you know, come up with a solution. The solution, I think, is to end the non-compete, which basically says the must-carry, I guess, is the best way to say it, which means that they don't have to carry the stations that they carry, but it's wide open and it's competitive.